cold cuts, and the making of salami. Every part of the pig was destined for the production of a specific cold cut. The anterior leg was used for spalla, the hind leg for prosciutto, or in the low plains for culatello and fiocchetto. The fat under the skin became precious lard. The meat under the throat was used in the mix to make cotechino and zampone. The belly was used for pancetta. The upper part of the neck became coppa. The lean meat was ground and used as the base of the mix to make salami. In the right-hand section of the room, some simple tools used to make salami can be seen. A meat grinder, which could also be used to pack sausages, some needles, cord, and a handmade stuffing machine used to easily fill gut with the meat mix. History has handed us the saying that not one part of pork meat is wasted. And truly, in the rural economy, every part of the animal had its function, even the hair, which was used for the bristles of brushes. Anything which was left over after the internal organs, the nails, and the hair were taken away was used to make another cold cut called cicciolata. Two examples of cicciolata presses can be seen in the museum. One is located in the kitchen and the other in the following room in the exhibit.